In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We had several test programs that were based on cotton bale bagging, and one test program from a company asking that their PET strap be approved and added to the list of approved PE strap manufacturers. The request for addition to the list of PE strap manufacturers was granted to Malis Trapping Systems, a South Carolina company. And so now that means that GENS will have some more choices if they use either of the approved automatic plastic strapping systems.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We had three requests from companies that either had currently approved test program or in one case, a company that had a field trial last year and was asking for a test program for 2009. All of those test programs were approved for the 2009 crop year. The range of test programs included cotton bale bagging that ranged in weight from 1.9 pounds to 2.5 pounds per bag. So that we'll have a variety of materials and test programs. In the past, these have been tested in the West. Anticipation is that the West will use most of these bags again, while there is some interest in other regions in some of the bags, but predominantly their interest has been in the West.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We did have one request for a woven polypropylene bag that is of a lighter construction than the currently approved materials. The company had asked for full approval. That approval was not granted by the committee. Instead, they did grant them one more year of testing with provision that those bags be tested all across the cotton belt. Up until this point in time, those bags have been only tested in two states in the belt, and the committee said if you're going to come back and ask for approval, you're going to have to get the test more widely distributed.